The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM.
And we're just about ready to start. So, without further ado, or any more monkeying, yes, monkeying around. It's a weird night tonight. I've been to a UCAS fair. Let's get on with the show!
Warning, warning, this show is complete bollocks and is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-884-831.
You have been warned.
Your week's been enough. You've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun. It's Rodders, brand new show.
It's got Z-list guests, crazy competitions, Mystic Mug and Beelzebub.
This song is diabolical.
Thank God it's Friday.
You're a bollocko.
After Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. Stay after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Hello, UK listeners. This is Mike from the Red Bar Radio Show. You're listening to my friend Rodders on Rodders FM over in the UK. Remember, when you're listening to the show, that you could be listening to any show that you want to. So why don't you come on over to Red Bar Radio and listen to that, and put Rodders on the back burner. Thank you.
Yes, that's right. You were listening to Rodders FM. Can everybody hear me okay? I hope so. It's been a ridiculous week, to be honest, and I've got some very, very funny stories to tell you. They'll be coming up soon. So I'll tell you what's coming up on the show today. Or tonight, even. Just waiting for the music. We have an interview with last year's gap students from my school, so if you're thinking of taking a gap year, thinking,
I can't be bothered with full-time education anymore, I might as well just not bother anymore, and I don't know why I'm talking like a brummy,
because Gary Dring isn't tuned in tonight. Bit of bad news. Only way to get in touch with the show tonight is to Skype. But I would love your Skype calls. My Skype name is RodsFM, and the Skype Madoodle is open. Shout out to DJ Andrew. I'm featured on Stickcam, as per usual. They love me. I love me. And that's all that matters. We are live across the internet on Rodders.com. And also, we'll be talking about a UCAS fair. UCAS is the University's Entry Association, how you get into unis in England. And we went to a big fair with loads and loads of stalls of universities all trying to sell their shizzle to us. So, I'll tell you about that very, very shortly. But firstly, we've got a very offensive You Make Me Sick.
Now's the part of the show where Rodders will go on a rant about what really makes him sick.
You make me fucking sick to my stomach. You know what really makes me sick? So sick. I have to lie in a bed for 9 days with a flannel on my head, drenched in rancid milk. The topic? Can anyone guess? Can anyone guess the topic? I'll give you four bananas on the forum, presuming you've joined the forum, if you tell me what the topic is tonight. What is driving me mad lately? Ilana says, no. Right, thanks for your contribution. Woo says, shizzle what? Sick. Yes, sick does make me sick, but what is making me sick this week is fat people. Especially fat people that are proud of being fat. And you know what really annoys me is Britain's Got Talent, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you this video clip from Britain's Got Talent in which a fat person supposedly does some dancing. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I'm just going to stop the sick music and we're going to have a look at this repulsive act, and I think it is bordering on criminal. So, just watch this.
She's come to the right place. Nice to meet you.
Hello. How are you? Oh, well.
Steady on, you two.
Yeah, well, you know.
Excuse me.
I'm Anya Sparks. I'm 42 and I'm here.
And I'm grossly overweight.
To dance. I'm here today to show us big girls. You know, we're not boring. We're not.
No, you're not boring because you're a novelty act like in a circus. You know, I would pay to go and see a freak.
Yeah, we're overweight, but we can move, we can have fun.
And you can move, you just generate a small earthquake at the same time.
We can, I suppose, be sexy in our own way.
Big girls, you are beautiful.
Until now, Anya's kept her dancing dreams hidden away behind closed doors.
That's because she couldn't actually get out of the door because she was too large.
I dance when I'm doing my housework, basically, because nobody can see me. I tend to forget about the duster and squirt and the polish, and, you know, the duster goes across the room, and I really let rip.
Ugh.
I really, really love to dance in the variety show. I think it would just be a major, major ego boost as much as anything else, but it'll get me away from perhaps burning the children's tea once in a while.
Well, I don't think burning food is what you have to worry about. I think you have to worry about eating food.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
It's Anya Sparks.
Okay, Anya.
Now, this is ridiculous. I mean, why are Antadek being so nice to her? I mean, it's completely ridiculous.
Why are you here?
Because I'm quite a good dancer when I'm doing the cleaning at home.
And how old are you, darling?
42.
You look too old.
Good. You look good, Anya. Okay. Anya, the stage, darling, is yours.
Thank you.
And Simon Cowell just gives a look there as if he's thinking, now will this stage hold under the enormous weight?
There's this chair involved.
That and Dex like, yeah, I bet they're out to reinforce that. Now, I must warn you, this is not for the faint at heart. It will make you sick. It's absolutely hideous. At this point, she's dancing around, shaking her bootalicious, whatever that is. Simon Cowell looks absolutely disgusted, and rightfully so. The crowd of complete morons are absolutely loving it. I don't understand this. This makes me feel absolutely vile. Anton Deck is sort of dancing in the wings. Simon Cowell has pressed the red button already to boot her off the stage. Now, let me just describe to people who can't see the webcam at the moment. She looks like a hippopotamus in a top with a lot of cleavage. And she is sweating profusely. There are puddles on the stage of sweat. And the stage looks about like it's going to give way. People in the chat room are lolling. It's nothing to laugh about. And at this point, Simon Cowell, rightly so, presses all the judges' buzzers, and she is out of there. Now, this is the bit I want to show you. Let's hear Simon Cowell's reaction. And his reaction is exactly what mine is.
Hello.
What the bloody hell was that?
That's big girls' power. That is what makes me sick. Big girls' power. I don't think it should exist. It's completely and utterly disgusting and wrong. Why be proud of being hideously overweight? Now, just look at this moron in the crowd. When she says big girls' power, watch how this woman in the crowd reacts.
Hello.
What the bloody hell was that?
That's big girls' power.
Let's look at the fat chick just cheering. I have seen just about enough, and I'm going to give you my exact opinion. I'm turning the rod cam back onto me because I'm a lot more of a pretty sight. And what makes me sick about this is the fact that she is big girl power. She is being proud of being absolutely hideous. Did the elephant man go out and say, yeah, hideous person's power? The poor guy was ousted from society and made to feel miserable. It's ridiculous. Also, her not doing anything about her weight is not only damaging her health, not only hurting my eyes, but it makes as much sense as having a life-threatening illness and not going to the doctors to have it cured. She's gonna die soon. I mean, she should lose weight for her own good. Comments on YouTube are stuff like, well, surely if she dances, she works out. Yes, but she probably only dances when she cleans. And she only cleans when she's not eating. And she's only not eating between the hours of 1 minute past one in the afternoon when she's turning on the microwave. It's awful. And also, people make excuses about being overweight. They say, oh, it's glandular. What? Has somebody inflated your glands with a bicycle pump? Goodness sake. Or maybe you had an allergic reaction to eating a huge tub of lard. Why be proud of being that huge? It is absolutely beyond me. Question, a message from the chat from Natalie. She says, I was on the bus the other day and I saw one woman that took up a whole seat and her bum was falling off. Was it literally becoming detached? Because I hope it was. You should have ran off and stole it. Absolutely ridiculous. I can't stand it anymore. I mean, these people, quite frankly, make me sick.
Robbers FM. Much better than a Yorkshire pudding.
Yes, that's right. Much better than a Yorkshire pudding. And that song by Mika, Big Girls, They Are Beautiful. No, they're not. Whoever thinks they are is completely mad. I'd love a phone call. I want somebody who disagrees with me to ring me up right now. 0844. I don't know my own number. I'm going to put the number bigger on the screen right now so you guys can phone in. And Skype me would be more helpful, actually, because the phone system's been berserk today. And come on the show and we can have a good old debate. Or basically, it'll be me yelling at you, me hanging the phone up. No, I'm kidding. I'll give you time to speak. You know, I don't mind people disagreeing with me, as long as by the end of the conversation, they agree with me. I'm, kidding.
Hello?
Danny, you're live across the internet on rodders.com. Am I being too harsh? What's your opinion on the video clip I've been showing you?
Well, I think... I was agreeing with Simon on that.
Do you know he started life out as a towel salesman?
Yeah, I agreed with him on that.
Well, that
it
she was
nasty.
That she was awful. But obviously, I'm not saying we should get fat people should be bullied. Oh, that's the phone. Hang on a minute. I'm going to pick that up. Hold there, Danny. Hello, caller. You're on the show. Who's that? That's ridiculous. Somebody's called me a fascist and hung up. That's hilarious. Danny, you're back on the show. Oh, Danny, hello?
Hello?
Somebody just phoned up and called me a fascist.
Nice.
I don't say fat people should be bullied, but if they're, you know, morbidly overweight and need help with it, they shouldn't boast about it. They shouldn't encourage other people to become unhealthy. It's for their own good, really.
True.
And we've got another call coming through. Hello, Jamie, you're on the show.
Oh, hello.
And you sound happy tonight. What's the matter?
Nothing. My whole site kind of screwed up.
Oh, gutted. But what we... Britain's got talent. We have been... You know the really quite fat woman that danced?
Yes.
We've been watching that clip and I've been outraged by it. What's your opinion?
Well, I think she's quite a good dancer.
But do
for
you...
For a fat person.
But don't you think she's just encouraging other people to be fat because she went, big girl power!
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Like, I reckon she was a good mover. She should have done ballroom. She should have put on a nice elegant ballroom gown and done something a bit more graceful rather than trying to be enticing and sexy. Then I would have voted for her. This is causing absolute controversy on the show. Somebody just rang me and went, "You fascist bastard," and then hung up the phone. I'd love to know whoever that is. Please ring me back. Oh, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, ring him back.
I'm guessing it was somebody I know called Nikos, unless it's if it's a complete stranger, I'm quite worried. Oh, I think by the end of the night, I'm going to get lampooned by people, so I'm just going to have to support this hideous woman. Yes, she was wonderful, great dancer, very attractive.
See, Britain's got talent.
Yeah, big girl power, I'm all behind it. I'm going to go eat a steak and kidney pie sandwich.
I auditioned for Britain's Got Talent, but I didn't get through.
Really? What did you do?
Magic. Yeah, I went to one audition. And then, like, it went with Simon Cowell and that. And then they put you through if they think you're going to do good. And then they put you through to Simon Cowell and that, like, 4 months later. And I did it, but I didn't get through.
What was that like, auditioning? Was there many people there?
There was tons of people there.
What was
like,
yeah,
you waited there. 5 years, man. I was there for like 7-8 hours waiting to go in.
Was it scary when you got in there? Were you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit. And then the reason why I didn't get through is because, like, they was like, do you want to be a magician when you was older? And I was like, no. Nah. Like, you know what I mean? They was expecting me to say yeah.
You should have just said yes.
Yeah, no, but I didn't think about it.
I reckon the thing was, Jamie, I bet a lot of people came and did similar magic tricks.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, well done for trying. That sounds like an excellent
thing to
do.
Thank you,
good, and...
you should go on it next year.
What would I do? Just talk rubbish for 2 hours?
Could be an impressionist.
Oh my god, they had the funny... If I can dig out a clip of this impressionist, he was really, really bad. Did you see this guy? And Simon Cowell
was doing Tony Blair and
yeah,
that.
He just put on a bald hat and goes, I am... what's his name? I'm William Hague. Even I could do a William Hague impression. William Hague, the Conservative Patsy. I'd like some patsy on my toast. Patsy and toast. William Hague, the Conservative Patsy. I'm off to have a patsy with my wife in my panty. Well, it went a bit sort of Asian sounding, and just reading, and he read his script, and I think it was actual quotations, and Simon Cowell just goes, that was the worst impressionist I have ever seen in my life, and he goes, well, I kind of found it hard to concentrate with all the people shouting off. Did you see that one? It was so damn funny.
I know, man. That he was crap, you have to admit.
May I just make a comment about the caliber of our listeners? They're complete lunatics. They're just saying, oh, let's confuse Rodders. This guy called Jack in the chat room says, oh, we could just phone him and play his show down the phone to him. That would confuse him. Oh, yeah, I'm really not expecting that now. I've read it. And even so, it wouldn't confuse me that much. It would just make me angry. I think my listeners are hell-bent on winding me up tonight. And in the meantime... I think we're going to play Red Hot Chili Peppers. Papers. No, we're not going to... I'm going to play the Smiths now. I'm so fed up. In honour of that huge woman on Britain Hasn't Got Talent, here is Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others. What a choice. Here's Morrissey. And I'm going to sing along and make it relevant to Britain's Got Talent. I'm quite good at doing this old sing-along. Somebody on the Rod Cam has just come in and given me some tea. Thanks for that. It's my dad. On Britain's Got Talent, there is but one concern. Simon Cowell just discovered some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some fat girls like to dance, and it's hideous. Than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Simon Cowell's mother is bigger than anybody's mother. Oh, this is alright considering it's ad-libbed. Oh dear, I'll
just interview her. Interview that lady.
I can't bother to get hold of her.
Get her to come to the Rodders FM studio and dance live on webcam.
Are you kidding? She wouldn't fit through the door.
Thank Rod, it's Friday!
What's up? You are tuned into... And, we're going to talk about Britain's Got Talent a little later. And in the meantime, we're going to listen to an interview with some GAP students. Up next, and also later on tonight, we'll be playing Guess the Object. So phone in, but don't mess about. In it.
And from sunny South Africa, we have...
Maki Laskridis.
And from wacky Australia, joining us are...
Sophie Shulak.
And...
Joe Humphrey of Australia.
And from cuddly, cosy Canada, we have...
Johnston Gray of Canada.
So don't tell me to mind the gap. I want my fucking money back.
Yeah, and I am the Rod, the interviewer for today. Now, you guys have come on a gap year, which means you basically thought, I can't be bothered with education anymore, and I'm not qualified enough to get a job, so I think I'll just take a year off. So, you lot have come to a tiny little village called Sibford. Mackie, why did you come gapping all over the world? But firstly, actually, where are you from?
So, I'm from South Africa, the greatest country in the world.
Well, whereabouts in South Africa?
Cape Town, I just bought it.
And it absolutely smells. It smells worse than downtown Cape Town at the moment.
Cape Town.
Now, what's it like living in Cape Town? Because you hear an awful lot about Africa being filled with crime, because I suppose it's only the terrible things that hit the news about Africa in England. So what's it actually like? Is it pretty rough where you live, or is it all right?
No, it's all right. It's a bit of life. There's a bit of Africa there, but it's not Africa, Cape Town. Cape Town's different. Table Mountain, I love that place.
Is it more European than African then?
It's chill out vibes.
Cool, and Johnston seems to be giggling into his striped little jumper.
His gas is lit with laughing gas, actually.
Johnston, where are you from then?
I am from Vancouver, Canada. It is like a better version of the United States of America.
Ooh. Is it true that in Canada the water is become so polluted because of the Americans being stupid that you now have to drink nothing but maple syrup?
That is true.
What's it like? Where do you live? What's the landscape like? Mountains?
I live a bit like Cape Town, except no crime. and no South Africans like Maki. And, you know, we're hosting the 2010 Olympics there.
Oh, wicked, that should be good. I'll be down there, I'll be doing polecat vaulting, which is like pole vaulting, only it involves cruelty to animals. Sophie, where are you from?
A little town called Lake Macquarie in Australia.
Well, what's it like there?
It's pretty nice. It's very quiet, and it's about and 2 hours from Sydney, so it's quite good.
Do you get here to Sydney a lot?
I went to boarding school in Sydney, so I was there most of the time.
How's Australia different from England? Because we both speak the same language, but I bet it's a lot different.
Our accent's better.
Spice.
Well, we say different things. Like, we get in trouble over here if you say thongs, because apparently that doesn't mean flip flop.
Gemma, where are you from?
I'm from Australia as well.
Same part as Soph?
No, I'm from Sydney.
Yeah. It must be quite good living in Sydney, because it's also the name of a bloke's name. So you go, oh, yeah, I'm going back to see Sydney. And they're all like, hey, Sydney. Do you actually live in Sydney then?
I actually live in Sydney.
Or I'm Sydney.
Okay, let's focus things a little bit. What is Sydney like? Do you get to go to the Opera House?
The Opera House is really expensive, so I wouldn't waste the money personally. But I live near the beaches, sorry, the beach.
Cool. Is it Bondi Beach, isn't it?
No, Bondi Beach,
don't go
there. Bondi Beach is like 2 hours away from me. I live in nice.
Matt Cole, we haven't heard from you for a while. You live in a lovely, sunny, hot country.
I do, yeah.
Spice.
And what inspired you to come to this very cold, damp, suppressed country?
Let's see. During the summer holidays, I definitely wanted to go to Greece, which is where my roots are. And that influenced it a lot. Actually, before my gap year, I was actually going to go to Chile, which was two contrasts, but never mind. I decided England, and I like it.
Cool. What attracted you to come to a school, though? Because schools, I mean, they're good for one thing, which is spreading coughs and colds. You go to a school, you get a cold.
Coughs and sneezes spread disease.
As Mr. Harris, your boss, has been telling you.
Yeah, what's
it like working with Jules? Because he's quite a character, isn't he?
Yeah, it's quite entertaining. You know, there would be so many awkward moments in the office.
Johnston, what's your highlight? Because you've come fairly recently.
Right.
Because you replaced Rick, who unfortunately can't be here.
Rick the prick.
Oh, actually, we've got him here live via satellite.
iPod. Me and Montana.
That was Rick for you. Johnston, you replaced a previous...
Obviously, if you're wondering who I'm talking to, I'm talking to the gap students that left last year at my school. They were great fun. But one of them got kicked out. His name was Rick. And I'm not going to go into detail because I don't want to be nasty to him. Because he wasn't very good. He was very grumpy and didn't do his job properly. So we got Johnston from Canada.
Gaffy.
Yes.
Who got the boot.
Correct.
To put no finer points on it. And what made you come here?
First of all, I would like to take back my statement of Canada being better than America. I would not like to get arrested next time I go to America. America's a great country, and...
Why am I here?
Yeah, why am I here?
Because I didn't do too well during high school. So, during my last year of high school, because
I started partying on the first day of school Boston last year because I was too excited.
And Facebook. You were on Facebook.
Yes, I was on Facebook a lot.
Did something else a lot.
Played the Hokey Cokey. Played So you came to England.
I came to England to take some time off and you know, just experience school from the other side, you know, because I was a student for so long. It was good to see from the teacher side of view, and now that I've seen from the teacher side of view, I think I...
Well, what is going on here? What is this, a deranged laugh competition? We've got Gemma laughing in a male face voice.
Mackie, sure you get her laugh.
Has anyone got any particular highlights, other than being made to photocopy lots of sheets by the teachers?
Mackie is quite superstitious and is a strong believer in ghosts. When we recently moved into this house, we recently moved into our new house, Beach Cottage, which supposedly the legend says is extremely haunted. It's quite an old house and makes a lot of noises and contracts, and the boiler is tend to make loud banging noises throughout the night. So our first night, we were all quite scared, but we all decided to just go to sleep. I was laying in my bed kind of scared, but I was like, no, you know, I'll just soldier through. I decided to watch an episode of Friends on my laptop, and then Maki Las Caritas. Maki Las Garidas, I can see his feet standing outside my door. I did not know it was Maki. I was quite frightened that it could have been a ghost. And then the door slowly opens, and there's just a silhouette of Maki and his wild hair. If you haven't seen his hair, he looks like Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons. Except he had been sleeping, so it was all slanted to one side. There was a silhouette of Maki standing in my door in his underwear with a big cross over his shoulder, asking me if I had heard the ghosts.
What?
I had to tell him to go back to bed.
So he was playing a ghost busting. It must be quite odd living together in this house. It must be a bit like Big Brother, only lower budget, not so many perverted cameras.
There have been some awkward moments. I tend to go into the toilet after Sophie's done her business.
Oh, thank you!
Why would you say that, Marky?
Did you get on quite well?
We did.
Because I remember the last set of Gappies, when you're living together, I find you argue over the silliest little things. I find when you're living together with people, you tend to argue over the silliest things. Like the last Gappy, the most serious argument they had was over a packet of cornflakes. Have you had any sort of tiny little disputes, which at the time were quite serious, but now you can laugh at?
We've had our little...
Get along really well.
Me and Sophie are so much alike and really so in love that we often fought over certain things such as see to stuff candy wrappers in the side of the couch, maybe to save room in the garbage can for real garbage.
You're referring to yourself in the third person. It's like updating your status on Facebook. The Johnston is putting wrappers under the sofa. The Ross is conducting an interview, hopefully. On hold, has it been a pretty good trip?
Yes,
on hold.
Awesome.
I've still got 6 more months. I hope to enjoy the new Gappies as much as I enjoy these Gappies.
That's true. It's going to be like a day 14 in the Big Brother house. Johnston's all alone and is moping over a packet of cornflakes.
Garrison.
then all the new housemates will come along and Johnston will have to sleep in the diary room. But what I'd love to know, has anyone got any particular highlights that they'd like to share with the listening audience?
Well, what specific highlights? Concerts. The Sgt. Pepper's concerts was amazing.
The jazz concert.
The jazz concert.
Yeah, that was good.
Flipping out. Let's see, what else? The barbershop performing in front of a small crowd, but nevertheless, we hit that well.
The ball was fun.
The Christmas ball, all the Christmas, all the school events so far have been lots of fun. Track and field in the mud. And the mud pit was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mud pit? What's all that about?
The cross country.
I was stationed in a very muddy area and decided to just go bathing in the mud at one point. I ended up dropping my iPod into it, but I was able to bring the iPod back to life.
Oh, no. Do you have the Rodcaster on your iPod?
I do not.
I just feel like walking out right now. So don't tell me to mind the gap.
I want my fucking money back. End of part one. If you want to hear the next exciting installment of Mind the Gap, the Gap Student Interview, tune into the Thank Rod It's Friday show.
Caller, hold on the line.
Only on Rod It's FM.
Hi, Ted Smore here, just telling you that if you were to stick your head in a bucket of pure distilled Rodders FM, it would probably sound a little bit like this. Warning, Rodders FM can severely damage your health and is now available as a podcast on iTunes. Just search Rodcast in the iTunes store. Always read the label.
Well, hello.
You're on the show, welcome.
Good evening, are you alright?
Yeah, I'm good. And guys, if you don't know DJ Andrew, he is actually a fantastic DJ on Stickcam.
Well, why do you say that I'm a fantastic DJ? I'm just like a normal DJ, really, to be honest.
No, it's because everybody does a request show on Stickcam. Everybody just plays music. And you're about the only one. Okay, I listen to Danny occasionally, but you're the only one that I listen to. You're the only one that seems to be slightly different and doesn't take himself too seriously. And you play that hilarious card game on your show. That's great as well.
The hilarious card game and, of course, fetching as well. Have you ever seen it when I've done fetching?
Oh, that's stupid, that is. That's so funny when you get Danny running around the house like an idiot on webcam finding random...
The problem is Danny never does it because every time I try and get Danny to do it, he says, I can't do it because my parents are in bed and I don't want to wake them up.
Oh, bed.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to the point. Let's talk about this woman on Britain's Got Talent, because that's what you rang in about, supposedly.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have never watched this Britain's Got Talent, but you were saying that this woman that you were showing a minute ago was fat, ugly and horrible, but I want to know is, what would you do if you were in a situation where you were fat, ugly and horrible? What would you do? How would you cope with it?
I would go on a diet.
You would go on a diet?
Yes, and hopefully get some exercise.
Will you go on Weight Watchers, would you?
No, not Weight Watchers, because they're rubbish.
Are they rubbish?
I don't know. Well,
how
do
you know that? Because you've been on there or something?
No, you cheeky old sod. I've got a very fast metabolism. I don't need to worry about weight. I'm lucky. But my friend went on one of them, and the food didn't look very nice. Although, she did lose an awful lot of weight. So maybe it's not rubbish.
I withdraw
my statement about being rubbish. I can't make an informed opinion. I'd just be being silly.
So you think she was crap, and a lot of audience think she was good. So somewhere along the line, somebody's wrong. Who's wrong?
You are. The audience were all fat. Seriously, the audience were all fat.
I suppose so. But, I mean...
What I'd like to say, I have no... it's good that she's getting up and doing something, not just being lazy. But I thought what would be good if she could, I don't know, put on a nice ball gown and do some elegant dancing. Because she could obviously move. Yet, why do erotic Britney Spears-style dancing when you're obviously not that type of build and don't fit the shape?
Perhaps she just wants to get on TV, Rodders.
And the thing that really annoyed me was that the way Simon Cowell made a good point. He goes, what the bloody hell was that? And she goes, it's big girl power. As if she's encouraging people to be overweight. I suppose if she wants to eat loads, okay, I can't stop her. It's her choice. Like, people want to smoke, fair enough, I'm not going to stop them. But she shouldn't then encourage other people. She is, like, it's as bad as encouraging children to smoke, what she is doing.
I suppose everybody's got their opinion, and I suppose you're right. I think I 100% agree with you there, but...
Excellent.
I mean, she can't help it that she's fat. I mean, you've got to realise that.
It looked like it was diet-induced, to be honest.
If you were on Britain's Got Talent, what would you do? How would you talent the people out there if you had the chance to?
I'm guessing maybe stand-up comedy, I'm not sure. But I don't think I'd enter in something like that.
Why do you say that? I think you should.
I don't know. Mainly because I don't have auditions near Reading. Mainly because I don't have time. And B, I can't really be bothered. I really can't.
Well, yeah, I suppose that sums that up. There's nothing ever happens down in Essex, neither, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, but that's understandable. No, if I had the time, yes, I probably would audition for something. If I felt I could contribute something worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, then. Well, I shall let you carry on doing your...
And you've made some very good points, to be honest, and I think we've come to some sort of consensus, and I wish the person that had phoned me and called me a fascist would ring up and apologise right now.
I thought that was just funny. Right, okay, it's www.stickam.com/profile. /DJAndrew.
Yay! Cheers for coming on the show, and we're gonna.
Okay then.
Yeah. Have fun on your show later. Ta-ra.
You are the weakest link.
Goodbye. Now here is a band called Fetch. You can check them out at myspace.com/Fetch, and it's spelled F, then 3, then TCH. And here is one of their songs. It's called Perfect Opportunity. You can Skype me, remember. Skype name is Rodders FM. It's a good show tonight. Keep it locked. Next week, same time. This is Rodders FM. It has been the craziest, most controversial show ever, I think. So, from everyone here at Rodders FM, good night.
You are listening to Rodders FM. Yes, it's Rodders FM. A crazy mother. Yes, it's Rodders FM.